the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event, the Eurovision Showcase.
France,
1990.
France 1990, and that's Jules Husser with White and Black Blues right here on the Eurovision Showcase. Yes, a very warm welcome. Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Uri Tussiot right here on Forest FM and Switch Radio UK. Yes, it's that type of show, I'm afraid. You got a crazy Eurovision Song Contest fan who is sharing his love of the world's biggest and greatest live music event. Yes, it has many more viewers right across the world, more than the Super Bowl, almost more as the Olympics, and it goes on and goes on and goes on. However, we're here to celebrate our journey towards Liverpool and the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest. So if you want to keep up with all of the latest news and gossip, then search for us on Facebook and Twitter at ESC Showcase on Twitter. And of course, you can find us also on Facebook called the Eurovision Showcase is our page, and all the details, everything is on our website, eseshowcase.com. Now, I mentioned closing of the show last week that Suri is coming down here to Hampshire. Yes, she's going down to Totton, just to the west of Southampton, and she is going to be performing there on May 17th. The doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30 and it'll be on till 10. And I'll put all the details out on social media. But Suri's released a brand new single recently. Well, I say brand new single. It was a couple of weeks ago. And it is called When It All Goes Quiet. Suri represented the UK in 2018. Poor thing was a victim of a stage invasion, if you remember.
Don't head towards the light. You lose yourself, that flame burns fast and bright. It'll burn out right in front of you. Then who do you turn to? Don't head towards the green. You love around you, chasing that dream. When it's far too late, you'll finally see. Then who you gonna be?
Nineteen ninety two.
Wonderful. That was Norway 1992, Mercetron with Visjoner, which means visions. And that didn't do too well for Norway, sadly. Yeah, back in 1992 in the, I think it was the Ice Palace in Malmö, Sweden. It was right behind where Malmö's arena was for the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest. So they used the ice hockey stadium that day. And if you remember the UK entry that year, Michael Ball, One Step at a Time, with that awkward fist pump into the air, if you remember. That was something else, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh dear. You can't make it up sometimes. It's quite funny to relive back some of these amazing Eurovision moments and look back at them and you think, my goodness me, did that just actually just happen? And we're going to have a few of them this year's Eurovision Song Contest. So don't panic. The weird is in, but it's mostly in the semi-finals, okay? So just be aware that you make sure that you watch the Tuesday the 9th and Thursday the 11th of May for the semi-finals. And wonderful news that they're going to be broadcasted on BBC One. Yes. Thank goodness it's not going to be on BBC Three, i.e. the iPlayer. Just, you know, going to be on the main show, which is wonderful to hear, wonderful to see. So, let's now take a look at what is the running order, which was determined earlier this week to be the first semi-final running order for the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest. Shall we find out? Why not? It's the national anthem.
Norway.
Lysandra, Queen of the Kings. The Busker, Dance Your Own Party. What you say? Do you wanna dance? Luke Black with Samo Mi Si Prava. Sudden Lights with Aya. Mimi Cat with I Caught a Sow. Island. It's Wild Youth with We Are One. It's Let 3 with Mama Shu. Remo Fore with Water Gun. It's Noah Corella with Unicorn. Pasha Pafeni with Sola Sia Luna. No introduction, Lorraine with Tattoo. Tura Turan X with Tell Me More. Czechia, Vesna with My Sister's Crown. Burning lights for the Netherlands. Mia and Dion.
Finland.
Karja with Cha Cha Cha. Wow. Well, that's going to be a very interesting semi-final. I have no idea who on earth is going to get out of that. It's going to be pretty difficult, I think. I do indeed. Right, speaking of Finland, let's have a Finnish song from the Eurovision Song Contest back catalogues. And let's hear this one from Finland. And it is from the year of
2006.
Oh, sorry, a bit loud there. 2017, Hanna with Leave Me Alone.
I have to leave, but you are still sleeping. There's nothing to say, our time has run out. You took me to bed, that's what you were seeking. But you don't even care what I am about. I'll stay and wait till she comes home. She don't even know she loves you in vain. The lies that you told will turn into sorrow. I gotta go crazy just to stay sane.
Anna Pakkaren, representing Finland in 20... It's 2007. Here we are.
I like that.
It is good, isn't it, darling?
Very rocky. Can't wait. When we're in Helsinki next month, we shall have to sing that outside the cathedral. I'll get Kieran to stand on the steps and sing, "Leave me alone, I want to go home."
And actually mean it.
Or he could sing the cheeky cheek, no.
Cha-cha.
Or we could get our friend Jenny to dress up and sing Lordy.
No.
That would be hysterical.
Where on earth are we going to find fancy dress of Mr. Lordy?
Well, we might find loads of them. It's a Finnish icon, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I'll probably do more of a Sonia Lume with Ella Kirer Maya Ella Kamen Dutain.
That's my favourite Finnish entry.
1985, Finland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good choice.
Or some.
I love Fantasia de Vola Monaco Sen. Do, 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 do. Anyway, that's 1983.
Yes.
Anyways, nobody really knows what we're talking about unless you're a diehard Eurovision fan. Anyways, Roberto, is everything well with you anyway?
This is fine. I've had a nice short week.
Yeah, you have, haven't you? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, work very stressful. So take a couple of days off.
Oh, a bit social work these days. My goodness me.
Well, when you manage a social work team, it's very stressful.
Oh, I can only imagine, dear. Oh, you poor lady.
Anyway, That's less random than what I'm about to do now.
Thankfully.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
So I have a hat full of years and a hat full of countries, and I get to try and get a song that matches. That's the aim of the game. So so here we go. I've got a country. It is Sweden.
Ah, la Sweden.
Sweden.
La Suède, La Svezia.
They've been in
Schweiz.
Every
single
contest?
It's not Svezia.
No. Were they in the very beginning?
No, Sweden debuted the same year as we did, 1957.
So every year but...
Oh, hang on a minute.
Well, pretty much every year but one then.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. They've been in many of them. 1957... Let's have a look. No, they weren't in 57. They were in 58.
So if I pick out 56, 57, I've got the... I can't do it.
But they've been pretty much in everything else.
Okay.
Pretty much.
19.
Mm-hmm.
60.
Oh.
7.
Oh, 1967. Oh, okay. Well, I can assure you that I have never played this Eurovision entry.
Do you know off the top of your head?
No.
I like it when I occasionally stump him.
Yeah, you do that. It came eighth, and it's Rosten Wallenbring with Som in Drum is Like a Dream. There you go. There we are. Yeah, Like a Dream. And I hope this is Like a Dream too for everybody's ear holes.
Do you not remember how it goes?
No, don't.
Der schwedische Beitrag.
Oh, it's the German.
That was actually Dosh.
Yeah, Sverlieva Harde Trista Tot. It's 8. Here is a live and kicking version. Here we are. Austin. Suchen das
Paradies. Where was it held in 1967?
Oh, Vienna.
Vienna, exactly.
Very serious stuff.
Sommendrum.
Get
paradis i min dröm och genom tårars dis har jag sökt få ett svar som en dröm genom nattens ljus kände jag som utav vingar sus din mjuka hand emot min kind. Du och jag, vi sökte samma svar så trevande utan att veta var. Ge mig din hand så blir vår dröm till nu. Räck mig din hand. Som en dröm är mitt liv med dig i min dröm. Där är du allt för mig och mina drömmar svar i min dröm. Om en evighet har jag nu funnit min verklighet. Ja, du är drömmens svar till mig. Du och jag sökte samma svar så trevande utan att veta var. Ge mig din hand så blir vår dröm till nu. Räck mig din hand.
Som in Drum from Austin Weinebring. Sweden 1967. This week's Rob's Random Request. And my goodness me, wasn't that random?
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Urytutiut.
Yes, now time for the news, and it's really good, interesting stuff here. Yes, when the Eurovision 2023 nine audience shows went on sale, they sold out within 90 minutes, literally all of them. But thankfully, many Eurovision fans who missed out, cinemas right across the United Kingdom will be broadcasting the grand final and will be seeking to create a party atmosphere for attendees. Yes, the event will be distributed by Cinema Live straight to many cinemas right across the United Kingdom for the very first time. With around 54,000 tickets being available for the shows, the demand is clearly still outstripped demand. And in response to this, the cinemas across the UK will offer fans a chance and to experience the grand final in a communal environment. Among the participating cinemas will be View Cinemas. Eurovision is one of the biggest events of the year, and it's said to be bigger than ever than the UK is going to be this year in Liverpool playing host. And we're thrilled to be bringing this to the big screen for the very first time, said Robert Lear, the head of screen content at View Cinemas. So that is wonderful news and good to hear. Also, over at Israel Calling 2023, they have their annual preview show. And it's been confirmed that Joker Out from Slovenia, Blanca Paloma from Spain, Wild You from Ireland, and The Busker from Malta will be making an appearance. Oh, yes. So that's very good. Good luck to them. And I hope it all goes wonderfully well. And also, we have basically the lineup for the London Eurovision party pretty much all sewn up. There's about 19 artists who are going to be there, including this year's hosts. The United Kingdom are going to be there, which is quite exciting. But alumni are going to be there, which will be Tamara Totevska from North Macedonia. And finally, yes, Senit from San Marino 2011 and 2021.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Kaliapi. I'm from Macedonia, and this is my song, Donna. Enjoy, my dear.
Marlene, I'm the singer of 1999 entry One Good Reason. Give me one good reason and I will give you two. Say I love you forever. Say you will say I do.
Hi, this is Cornelia Jacobs from Sweden, and this is my song, Hold Me Closer. I hope you like it.
Cause tomorrow will hurt really bad, cause I'm about to lose the best I ever had. Hold me closer, although we leave before the sunrise. I'll be bleeding, but don't you mind, I'll be fine. Oh, excuse me, I found the right one at the wrong time.
Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Uritutiet, the most eclectic hour of music anywhere in the United Kingdom. And remember, there's no need to be making your mind up.
Denmark.
2020.
I was 6 feet under for the one and only. Spent the nights feeling bitter, sad and lonely.
Didn't realize how much fear controlled me until you came and loved me like I'm holy. Now I'm ready to give life on my chest. To turn this over,
let's make stories to talk about when we're older.
Come and rest your pretty head up on my shoulder.
Now I'm ready to give life one more chance.
My heart is beating me to death. I've got an arrow through my chest. I'm so in love.
Talk about when we're older.
Come and rest your pretty head up on my shoulder.
Ben and Tan with Yes, Denmark 2020. Right here on the Eurovision Song Contest now, sadly, Eurovision Showcase. Sadly, it didn't actually end up happening at all for Ben and Tan and for all the participants of 2020's contest because of the pandemic. But still, they are there. They are entries of the Eurovision Song Contest. It doesn't matter about the results. They are still entries. And it was always a pleasure to hear that song in my personal view. Right, let's move on to
the best of the rest.
The best of the rest. It's time to find a couple of awesome tunes from the national finals of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Indeed, and we've got a doozy for you now. Now we're going to stay in this beautiful country that we've just heard.
Denmark.
And we're going to go to their national final now in the year of
2015.
Indeed. Now, eventually, it ended up being the song It's the Way You Are. It was Anti-Social Media, the band. You remember them? I just about do. You're simply the best. Oh, I can't help it. Right, so now it's time to hear the song that actually came second in that national final. I'm still shocked that it never ended up going to Vienna because it would have been incredible. And it's such a sweet song. She was the very first representative of Denmark at the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, and it's in the first ever Junior Eurovision in 2003. was live on ITV back then. Tom Morley was the UK entrant. But it was Anna Gjøsgaard with the song Suitcase that was in the Danish National Final, Danske Melodi Grand Prix of 2015. And she sang a song called Arabian Dream for Denmark at the Junior Eurovision in 2003. So here's the song Suitcase, which I'll be shocked if any Eurovision fan does not like this one. It's really quite sweet. And you could be whistling to this for the rest of the evening. I'm so sorry if you do.
Sophia dreams, she walks away. Feels like the air is getting thinner every day. She's something else, not meant for this. That's what her mother told her when she was a kid. She left a note that said goodbye. Don't cry for me, you know I will be alright. Go pack your bags, get on the train. Don't waste your time before our dreams, they start to fade. It's like a castle, built in the sand. Until you're standing with a ticket in your hand. Sophia dreams, she wants it all. Hoping one day there'll be a picture on the wall. She writes a song about a girl who had a ticket and a suitcase just like her. She left a note that said goodbye. Don't cry for me, you know I will be alright. Go pack your bags, get on the train. Don't waste your time before our dreams, they start to fade. It's like a castle, built in the sand. Until you're standing with a ticket in your hand. Nothing but a suitcase, suitcase. Yeah. Go pack your bags, get on the train. Don't waste your time before our dreams, they start to fade. It's like a castle built in the sand. Until you stand in with a ticket.
Oh, wonderful stuff. Anna Gjøsgaard for Denmark 2015's national final, coming second. She didn't make it to Eurovision. She was so close.
The best of the rest.
The best of the rest. It's time to find a couple of awesome tunes from the national finals of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Indeed, and this is going to be our second. So we're going to stay on home soil. We are indeed.
The United Kingdom.
And I mentioned him a little bit earlier when we played Norway in this year.
1992.
Indeed. Michael Ball. Yes. The great Michael Ball represented the United Kingdom at the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest. He had his own national final. Yes, on primetime BBC television to select his entry. He basically sang about eight songs. It was either eight or six, I can't remember. I was only about five at the time, come on. Anyways, and he ended up taking the song One Step at a Time, as I mentioned earlier. But this is the song that ended up coming second. Yes, this is As Dreams Go By. Michael Ball, United Kingdom second place national final for 1992.
2023 Eurovision Song Contest is coming to Liverpool this coming May, and the Eurovision Showcase is going to keep you updated with the latest news and national finals results, music and ticket information. Join Eurovision superfan Ciarán Aretuatiat. For more information, head to www.escshowcase.com.
The Netherlands.
1988.
Whoa! Gerard Joling with Shangri-La, which is the Netherlands' entry to the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest. Ah, now that was a great entry. And that was its sort of version of 2021. And it was a bit of a salsa version there, which I thought was quite nice. I hope you thought the same as well. If not, tough, I'm afraid. I'm not usually like that. No, I'm not at all. So let's move on to Live and Kicking. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from Eurovision itself. And this week, we've got a fab entry to play for you. Yes, the 1985 Eurovision Song Contest, loved by many a Eurovision fan.
The United Kingdom.
Let's let the wonderful Lil Lilfosh do the announcement.
John Coleman.
There you go. And it's Vicky with Love Is, representing the United Kingdom. She came fourth with this very performance. 100 points. And she's from here in Hampshire. Yeah, she's from Liss. Right at the Far East. Love Is for the United Kingdom.
She says she's leaving and he's too proud to say out loud, oh baby, won't you stay? But now she says she'll call him, but she finds herself falling when he reaches out and touches her hand. She turns to walk away.
Love It. Vicky Watson, Love Is, the United Kingdom entry to the 1985 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, and that wraps up the Eurovision Showcase. My goodness me, it's flown by. Oh, goodness me. Right, well, if you've got a request for next week, then please do get in contact. We haven't had any this week, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I've got so many Eurovision songs to play. I've got it all on my list. So to find out how to get in contact, all of the details are on our website, esceshowcase.com. Now, next week, we will definitely recap the second semi-final of the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest. So don't worry about that. Now, if you do miss any of our previous shows, then obviously you can head to our website or search for us on Spotify, Mixcloud, and just search for the Eurovision Showcase. So take care. Arrivederci, au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Bis dann. Dobitenja. Cognat and adios, and I will see you very, very soon. Toodaloo!
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event.
With Kieran every Sunday at 5. Bye!
Eurovision Showcase.